to all the solopreneurs, startup and small business owners. Cheers to you. Those with the courage to set out with an idea and bring it into reality. Maybe very quickly you realize that running a business takes all kinds of skills. Many you have, but maybe some you don't. The Good for Business show is designed to help your business grow by having fun but valuable conversations with the best industry leaders across sales, marketing, content creation, and mindset. So let's get into this week's conversation with your host, Michelle J. Raymond. Welcome to the Good for Business show. I'm your host, Michelle J. Raymond, and today I'm joined by the wonderful Juanita Z, founder of the Online Business Academy, and I am so glad to have you here with me. How are you today?
I am super stoked to be here, Michelle, so thank you for having me.
I'm super excited as well. So before we skip to the good parts, I would love it if you could introduce yourself and the Online Business Academy for people that might be listening in that haven't come across you before.
Thank you so much. So hi, everyone. My name is Juanita Z. I am, as Michelle said, with the Online Business Academy. We specialize in strategy, in coaching and training people in the social media and digital world. And part of that is knowing how to really grow your business through teaching, learning and inspiring.
I love it. And today we're going to be talking about social media strategy, but tips to actually get results, not to do it as a tick the box exercise, which is quite often what people tend to do in business is just go, tick, I've done it. But we're here to talk about how you can actually take this and turn it into getting results. So I'm super excited because I know you're an expert in this field and I know you have so many good tips because we've shared many a clubhouse room. So we're going to start at the very beginning because there may be people that are listening in. And what is a social media strategy and why do we start there?
Oh, absolutely. A social media strategy is really thinking about your business in the online space, in the social media space, of where you want to get to, how you're going to get there, but also looking back, Michelle. When you think about strategy, often people think strategy is a forward-looking exercise. So how do we look at ourselves over the next year or two? But strategy is actually looking backwards and looking forward. What worked in your business? What worked on social media? And how can you do more of what worked? And how can you implement that to work better? Social media strategy specifically works in alignment with your business strategy. And I absolutely want to really focus on that because often we just think, oh, we'll put a social media strategy together. In other words, which channels, content, we'll go into this in a bit more detail, I think. But until what your business strategy is, like what is it that you want to achieve in your business, you can never put that social media strategy together properly. So it's got to align to your business strategy.
I was thinking is it's quite easy to just jump in because social media is pretty easy to use. You can go on there, doesn't matter which platform, most of us could create a post without too much effort. Social media has been around for a long enough time. So what I find is if you don't do this work up front, I don't know about you, but I think people are just going to end up busy and not see the results that they want. You just talked about that social media strategy is more than just choosing a platform. What other things do you think it involves in the business? So we're going to align it with goals. Is there anything else that people need to consider before we start talking strategy in a bit more detail?
I think the thing that we need to start thinking about, because I absolutely loved what you said there, social media has been around a long time. People know how to post, or at least they think they know how to post, etc. But let's take a step back and actually understand what social media is. And because often people think social media is just about content and posting, and it's not. It's bigger than that. So social media is an integral part of your business. If you think of your business from a strategic or finances or people in your business or operations, social media is now almost a leg of your business that needs to be there. And that leg of your business integrates with all those different areas of your business. So there's an integration. And so if you think about it from that perspective, social media is about connecting with your customers. It's about selling your products. It's about putting yourself out there from a marketing or an influence perspective. It is about marketing your products. It's about dealing with testimonials, difficult customers, and it connects into your digital strategy. So in other words, how do I move from social media to getting a customer to go and buy an event online or to buy a product online or to get them to know me better? And that is social media. So when we think of social media, it is not just putting content out there. And that's the critical piece of why you need a social media strategy.
Because you can see that people would get out there, and I have conversations with people regularly that say, look, we've been posting and nothing's happening. Or yeah. They have successful posts, but nothing's happening because they don't do anything with it afterwards, implemented as part of the business, whether it's the sales team or the marketing team or whoever's responsible for it. And I know in a lot of small businesses that are, you know, solopreneurs or entrepreneurs starting out, quite often that they don't actually have other resources. So they're trying to do everything themselves. I think from what you're saying here, one of the ways to get results is if you plan up front, then you can actually make sure you've got the resources, number one, but you can get the best bang for buck. Because I would imagine that you see people all the time that think, I'm comfortable on, let's say, Instagram. So we're going to just keep doing everything on Instagram. But hang on a minute, your client, your ideal client that you want business from, they're sitting over on LinkedIn and you're not doing anything on LinkedIn. So I can imagine you see that frequently. Is that fair to assume?
Absolutely. No, absolutely, Michelle. And I think that's the point of strategy is actually working out. So there are two things that you're looking at in business. The one is you have a product or a service. And the next thing is you have, so your product is a service and you have your ideal client. So you want your client to buy your product and your service. As simplistic as that. But how do you get your product, your client to first of all, or your potential client to first of all become a client so that they want to buy the product or the service? And for you to get that person to move into that phase of awareness, right into becoming a client, you need to think about how do you get them to know and trust you online. But if you're hanging out on a social media channel where they aren't even appearing, the question then is, are you putting all that effort and work in to a platform that is not really going to help you? And that's why you plan out. So really understanding. So the key things, the four key things to start off a strategy, four key things. Number one is understanding what your business goals are so that your social media goals align with that. And I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. Number two is understanding your product or your service. What is the product or service, what it actually does, and how can it help people out there? So really understanding that. Once you know that, who is your ideal client? And it's not everybody. So often I have people going, oh, but my product or my service is for everybody. No, it's not. And one thing that you can do that can help you is to say, who is it not for? So turn the question around from who is it for to who is it not for? And then you'll suddenly be going, okay, actually, it's not really for those people and it's not really for those people. And then the fourth thing is to understand then which channel, where in social media should you be putting your efforts to meet those targets, your goals, your customer, your product or service? Where do you actually need to be hanging out? Those are the first four key things when you talk about a social media strategy.
Because those business goals could be things like brand awareness, they could be revenue targets, they could be what, attracting top talent, they could be all kinds of different business goals. And I think it's really important, like you said, with those four key tips and four key areas to focus on. If you don't first start out with what you're trying to do in your business, again, you can be busy. It could be an expensive mistake. Even worse, I think sometimes in a small business, it can take up too much time. But I find running my own business that time is my premium these days. There's only so much I can do when I'm the CEO, I'm the accountant, I'm the event manager, I'm customer service, I run training. Like I'm wearing so many different hats and I'm not alone in that. And so I find that if you want to be efficient and save time, then you need to know which direction you're going and then put these plans in place to make sure that you're headed down that way. Now, I want to know from you, because you do this all of the time and design social media strategies for businesses, what's the most common mistake that business owners make with these strategies?
I think the first mistake, Michelle, that business owners make is not actually putting a strategy in place. So not really sitting down and working through it. And a social media strategy can take you anything from 4 hours to 6 hours of your time to really sit down and work out properly. And I say that so sometimes people go, but I don't have the time. The reality is when you plan, like when you really plan and the direction that you're going and you know what you're going to be doing and where your gaps are and how you actually get a project plan everything out in your social media, it gives you the freedom to work within that framework. So it gives you the freedom to go, okay, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm doing. And then how you do it, that creativity, that hard stuff can come through in the implementation as to what you do. So I'd say to you, 80% of people don't put a social media strategy together. Let me just give you an example, Michelle, because one thing that you said in your business goals is that you were looking to grow your brand. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were going, I want to grow my brand in my business. And I know, and so I hope you don't mind me using you as an example.
No, I'd love this. It will be a masterclass. So I'm going to take this one and definitely run with it. So go for it. But you're right. Absolutely. Just for people that are, you know, have listened into my story before. So I set up my business, Good Trading Co. around 18 months ago. I had no intentions of setting up a business. I ended up quitting a job and decided I didn't want to work for anybody. As a twist of fate happened, I reached out to help someone with LinkedIn who made a throwaway comment that said, where did you learn all this stuff? I wish I could learn from you. And Good Trading Co. was born. And so began a journey around 12 months ago where I just headed off and I was busy being busy. And so I am absolutely here to listen as to some of the things that I can look back and go, could have done that better if I'd stopped. Because I'll be honest, I didn't come up with a strategy. I just kept thinking the more action I took, yeah, that I would get there. I had one goal in mind, to be an expert, seen as an expert in company pages. I ticked that off, but I think there's other ways that I could have gone around it. So yeah, talk to me. Goal is brand awareness. Let's go.
And I love the journey and the story because I've been part of your journey and story and actually watched you. So here's the thing. So when you start saying things like my goal is brand awareness, you want to break that down and go, what is it about brand awareness? How do I actually want to show up? How do I want to be seen from a brand perspective? And the thing is, if you don't have that, if you don't have that strategy in mind and you're just going, oh, okay, I want to be an expert in pages, what tends to happen is the more you show up and get seen, the more that people will start going, wow, that's Michelle. She's the expert in business pages. Great. You've ticked that off. But I want Michelle on this podcast. I want Michelle to come and help me with this. I want Michelle to do this. And so it's very easy then to get sucked into the vortex of pulling yourself in all directions and being part of every single thing. But here's the thing. Sometimes we're so excited about that we put ourselves onto shows or podcasts that may not be really good for our brand or may not be in line with it. It helps that other person, but it's not helping you. So it's really understanding how there's a synergy and alignment when you accept, for example, podcasts to grow your brand, because there has to be that synergy and alignment. And that's where I say this is the hard stuff that comes in mind, where you go, it is about the business, but it's an alignment between two businesses. But when we're so busy trying to get out there and we're so excited, somebody's asked me to do this, somebody's asked me to do that, we don't take that step back and go, actually, this is not right for my brand. This is not the thing for my brand. And so having the strategy in place and really understanding it helps you to go, every time you get asked, every time you get approached, it helps you to take a step back and go, okay, does this meet these key things to help me grow my brand? And if it doesn't, then you can say no to it. You can go, not right now. I think that this would be something that would be really good for me to do with you maybe in 6 months' time when I've reached X, Y. Because here's the thing. Often, as a small business owner, we're on this journey and then somebody says to us, hey, come and join our podcast. And they go, wow. And at the end of it, they say, and do you want to make an offer? Do you want to tell people where they can go? and then you've got nothing in place.
Yeah.
I've been there. I can't even pretend. Like, this has been my journey. It's been one of a humbling experience, I think is the right words that I would use, because I've had a super successful sales career. I've never worked in marketing as such. So branding and that side of the business, whilst I've been associated with it, it hasn't been my job, but I've worked with teams that looked after all of that. And it's a very different thing to work in a business that's surrounded by people that take care of all the tasks, which aren't your strengths, to coming and setting up your own business. And then all of a sudden it's like branding, like, who cares? That's just the pretty stuff. And I had to unlearn a lot of stuff, learn and be open-minded to learning new things and realizing I don't know everything. There's a hint. It's the best lesson in life and in, especially in business, when you acknowledge that you don't know everything and that you can then reach out and find experts like Juanita that can then talk you through it. Because one of the things that I've found is that I love to be fiercely independent. Yeah, and that comes from moving out of home when I was 18. I've taken care of myself ever since. And so when I come into my business, I bring that same attitude across. When now 12 months down the track, I realize if I just put the brakes on just for a minute and then reached out to an expert and asked for their help, then it would have filled some of those gaps and, you know, sped things up. Actually, by stopping, it would have sped things up. So I absolutely get what you're saying here. I'm living proof of learning as you go. And I didn't, you know, write things down. I didn't write goals down. They were in my head. Part of that is probably why my word for this year is accountability, because I know that's what's missing for me. When I don't mean it in a way that stifles what I do, to me, it's how you get the trophy at the end of the day. If you have the goal, you run the race, you can get the trophy. And we've spoken about this before, but that's what motivates me. I hear what you're saying about the mistakes that people can.
Michelle, you've just said one of the mistakes right there. The other thing that I see people doing is they will do their social media strategies or business strategies or whatever, and then stick that down into a bottom drawer and go, okay, I've done it. The document goes somewhere down there and people go, oh, okay. And they never look at it. The reality is a strategy is a living document. So understand strategy is not, that's why I said you look back, you look forwards. If you think about playing a game of chess, and for those of you that, I think everybody understands the game of chess, you don't have to play it. Mm-hmm. But chess is a very strategic game. How do you win in chess is by actually looking back on what masters have done before and looking at the things that have worked before. So knowing which movements and pieces to move on a chessboard is a learned thing sometimes from masters that have perfected it. And I think that's the kind of thing that we need to remember in business. We think that our business is unique and special and everything else. And I can promise you, we all go through the same issues. I laughed when you talk about the stubbornness. That was me. But now realizing that social media is about collaboration is a huge big thing for you to move forward. So to your point here, another mistake is stuffing things in a drawer, doing a strategy and going, that's it. Put your strategy on the wall. Put it on an A3 document. Have your goals there. Work out what your 90-day plans are going to be. So you work out a year and then you work out, okay, this is what I want to achieve in the next 90 days, etc. And then work towards that and really be, as a business owner, hold yourself accountable. So look and go, have I achieved this? What have I done this week to achieve my 90-day goal? And if I haven't done much, how can I shift and change that for next week? Because that's how you move your business forward. You're not going to move your business forward if you're all over the place and you're shiny syndrome, and then somebody comes in and goes, we should do a course together. And then you're going, oh yeah. And it totally misaligns with where you're going and what you're doing. So the other thing was saying yes, but say yes at the right time. When you've got the assets in place, or you've got the support in place to help you to be better.
Look, and the timing can be critical, and there could be other competing priorities, because social media is just part of and your strategy around it is part of a much bigger plan for your whole business. Yeah. For me, social media strategy, when I hear the word strategy, my kind of gut feeling and my reaction is it all seems really big and complex and hard. Does it need to be?
No, absolutely not. I think that you can't look at social media strategy as content strategy, because content strategy is a piece of social media strategy, right? So you can't make it as simplistic as that. But you do need to look at it from the perspective of how is it going to be used to grow my business or to grow or to meet my goal? Again, is it your brand awareness? Is it growing you as an influencer? Because all of those goals have a different way of using social media And so the strategy will help you to work that out. That's pretty much what a strategy does. It gives you clarity, focus, and direction for how and where you are going to by the end of a period. And whether that period is the end of a year, I never work strategy. Funny enough, in the years past, we used to work strategy for 5 years ahead and 10 years ahead and things like that. I think having a vision for where you want to be is great. But to work out your strategy, I make it shorter now, like a year, because so much can shift and change, especially in the online world. I've seen platforms that have been amazing and then just fall away. and if you've worked your whole strategy around one platform, well, you're in for a shock if that platform disappears. So you've got to shift and change very quickly to move that. Working out where you want to drive your vision and getting clarity with what you want to achieve over a period of a year, and then just breaking it down backwards, as I said, 90-day goals really helps you to solidify and go, yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to be able to, if you're starting out, for example, you might go, in the next 90 days, I really want to make sure that I have my website in place, which is part of a digital strategy. And then from there, I want to be able to drive people to the website using social media. And this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to put myself out on these platforms because this is my target audience. And this is the message that I really want to get across all the time. I'm going to craft my content and content pillars around these particular areas. And that's how I'm going to push forward. But all of that has both technical aspects to it, so putting things in place and getting out there and then really helping your customer. I hope that made sense, Michelle.
Absolutely. And what came up for me then is the thing of either spreading yourself too thin or having all your eggs in one basket. And we saw even on LinkedIn this year, for instance, LinkedIn Stories came and went. We see platforms come and go, like you mentioned. We see new things coming. LinkedIn Social Audio is about to land. It's obviously the last kind of 6 months to 12 months. It's all been about social audio. Is that something that's for everybody? Is it just another FOMO? Let's go follow the shiny lights. And I think what you're saying here is stop. Let's have a look and work out based on your goals that you've said in your business you want results in, then, you know, which platform is actually going to help you? Because I saw people, for instance, on Clubhouse, you and I love it. We spend every Tuesday night together having that. And it made sense for my business because I got to talk about company pages and growing your business on LinkedIn. And I was surrounded by an amazing community of women. And I love that room, but it made sense because it helped me progress to where I was going. Meanwhile, I saw lots of other people spending time in LinkedIn rooms that they're not LinkedIn trainers. Their business isn't linked to LinkedIn in any way, shape, or form. And their brand for me just got confused. So I was like, are you a LinkedIn person or are you doing XYZ? I'm confused. I don't know where things are at. And it's not around you can have hobbies and you can enjoy things for fun. It's not around that. But these people were looking for new business. And I was like, you're in the wrong room or you're on the wrong platform. And so I really understand.
It's a typical example, Michelle, of somebody that hasn't really worked out their strategy and they're jumping around trying to find business in whatever way they can. They haven't really thought about it strategically. They haven't really niched down. They haven't really understood the platforms and how the platform can actually help them, etc. So you just spoke about LinkedIn audio. Sometimes something comes and it's been intriguing for me because we both know that there are amazing people that have already got the beta and it's brilliant. But everybody's chomping at the bit, like, when am I going to get audio? When am I going to get the audio? And I'm sitting back and going, actually, how does audio fit into my strategy? Mm. And how does that audio from Clubhouse move to LinkedIn to fit into my strategy? And how's that going to work? And so sometimes when something is coming to a platform, when you understand the strategic intent of it, you might want to hold back a little bit and watch and see what it does before you jump onto it. Because sometimes being the first in something is not always being the best in something. Sometimes being the first doesn't always help you to meet your strategic goal. So when a platform is testing out and it's still finding its feet, it can impact your brand in a negative way if it's falling off or something's not working properly or whatever, and it's not even you, it's the actual platform. So that's why I'm saying you don't always have to rush into things. Work it out, watch what's happening, and then work it into your strategy. And that's a typical example of going, we've worked out the strategy for the year, but now this audio thing is coming on. How do we fit it in? And do we fit it in and then drop something else? Or do we fit it in and work around it in a different way? And that's all you do. You just shift and change.
Just because you get the feature available to you doesn't mean that it's necessarily good for your business. And I think for me personally, one of the things that I'm looking at, I love the whole social audio thing, but on LinkedIn, I love that my community's there, but for instance, I can't repurpose anything. And my focus for this year is how do I take something that's in a longer format and repurpose it so that I've got more time on my hands to do strategy and bigger picture planning. And so for me personally, just like with newsletters, I hung back just a little bit, wait for all the crazy to die down, and then I jumped in, and now I'm loving newsletters. I'm loving the long form. But there may be people that have newsletter access because you've got creator mode turned on, that you're a terrible writer and it only gets worse the longer you write. Don't get a newsletter just because LinkedIn said all creator mode people can have a newsletter. Really stop, like Juanita's been sharing, you know, with us. Really stop and think, do I need this? Does it make sense? Does it play to my strengths and my goals for my business? And so these are the things that I think you've done a brilliant job of. People are listening in. If they haven't gone, I need to stop and think about this yet. Yeah, they're probably the people that in 12 months' time will be going, probably should have listened to Juanita.
I'm still doing the same thing. I'm not getting any business. Nothing's growing. I'm in a rabbit hole.
Absolutely. So are there any tools that you would recommend for business owners to actually manage the process of having a social media strategy?
Yeah. I think if you're talking about you're going to put your strategy together, and once you've got your strategy, you'll be able to pick where you need to have tools, like what kind of tools you need to have. So just for example, Michelle, because everybody will be different, but just common tools. For example, scheduling tools. So on social media, you can get scheduling tools. I know that I think you use
Social Pilot. Use Social Pilot. Yeah.
A lot of my clients use Buffer. There's Hootsuite, there's Sprout Social, there's Meet Edgar. There's all sorts of ones out there, and each one of them is really good dependent on the size of your business, right? Depending on how big your business grows. For the smaller ones, Buffer and Social Pilot are probably really good. Recur Post is another one. And they're all really good scheduling tools. What that means is that you can create content in batches. So when you feel creative or when you've got time, you can create a whole lot of content, and then you can put it into these tools and schedule that content out. So you can go, okay, I'm going to put this out for this day, et cetera. And it gives you the space and time then to get on with your business. Now, that doesn't mean that when you're scheduling out, you don't go back and check the comments and things like that, because part of social media is actually engaging social media. So it is the engaging side of things. So you've got to know when your content is going out there, but it just gives you that breather. And that breather is, I call it batching, but I know you do this so well, Michelle, we all have creative juices, creative space, creative time. So when you feel that you're more creative, do your content then, work it out. Some people, depending on who you are as a person, some people like to have a specific time and they go like, every Monday, I'm going to create all my content for the week and then I'm just going to put it out onto a scheduler. Some people go, look, I just don't feel it today. I'm one of those people that do content from the heart. But even then, when you're in that moment and you just do content from the heart, You know what your plan is. That's why I always talk about freedom within the framework. So you've got your strategy, you know where you're going, what kind of content you want to put out. That freedom within the framework then gives you that space to create that content when you're in the moment, and so batching. So schedulers, chatbots are a great tool for when you want to automate things, specifically in Facebook and Instagram, having the right video tools when you're creating videos and annotations and things like that. So there's just so much. It depends on where you're going with your strategy. There's hundreds of tools out there.
And this is why people underestimate like social media in general, I think. It can be such a powerful tool if you do the plan and the strategy up front, find out the best way forward, find the right resources and tools to make that happen. That's how the results come. They don't happen by magic. There is no, I just create a post and then people throw orders at you. Like, I'm here to tell you that is not how. But if I am a business owner that's listening in and I'm going to take one action today, like I want to know, what is the one thing that you think that could move the needle for a business owner on their social media strategy to get results that they could do by themselves today?
This is really interesting. The one thing that I would say in a social media strategy, when you're doing it with someone, is the SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So for those of you that have never done a SWOT, it's SWOT analysis. You simply are going through everything from a social media. I normally add my digital marketing to this as well. So social media and digital marketing, because I look at the big picture of my business, including my website, including email marketing, which is all digital marketing, including chatbots and things like that. I look at it holistically. So do a SWOT analysis. And that means you look at your business from the strengths. So you could be asking yourself questions like, do I have a website? Is my website really helping my business? Do I have visitors to my website? Do I have my social media channels? Are they all set up correctly? Have I targeted the right social media channel? Which channel is bringing me the most business? Have I done a look back on the year past and seen what really worked for me? What worked for me? Those are all my strengths. Put them all down on a piece of paper and go, okay, these are my strengths. So this is something that I can be doing more of. What are my weaknesses? I hate the word weaknesses, but that's the SWOT analysis. I love to say areas for development. Like for me, I always say to people, the weaknesses are areas for development, because for me, a weakness is something that you can't change. An area for development is where you're actually going to move to change. So for example, in what I've just said, if I said my website, for example, there's not enough traffic coming to it, or this particular channel on social media is not working for me, that would come under the W, the weaknesses. But now you want to look at those weaknesses and you want to go, okay, I said my website is not bringing traffic. So what do I need to do to move that, to shift that, to change that? And so that then can be part of your action plan in your 90 days. So you can go, okay, to move traffic in my website, I need to do X, Y, and Z. If I said the social media channel is not working for me, what do I need? So I need to analyze it and go, why? Is it the right channel? Do I just need to drop it? Because you might want to, you might go, I'm just going to drop that channel and focus more on this one that is bringing me more business, for example. But if you want to fix it up, what do you need to do? And how long is that going to take you? What is the goal? What does that mean for you when you say fix it up? Are you showing up on it more? Do you need to show up differently on it? Do you need to do different content? And that's why strategy is so important. Let me just talk about the opportunities quickly, because often when I see people doing SWOT analysis, they look at the opportunities and threats as part of their business, but it's not. And so strengths and weaknesses or anything that you have control over. I shouldn't say it's not. Anything that you have control over. So anything that you can change in your business. An opportunity and a threat is anything that impacts on your business that you have no control over, but you still have to take it into consideration, because when something happens as an opportunity or a threat, you need to know how to run with it. So for example, you have no control over, let's say, Michelle, you are famous and you pick up one of my posts and you go, wow, I love this post of Juanita's. I'm going to put it out there and suddenly my whole post goes totally viral and I'm getting all these orders in that I never accounted for. That's an opportunity that's happened. It's something that I never expected. And that can have a negative impact on my business, because if I'm not ready for that, how do I cope with it and handle it? And that can actually cause a bigger problem. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that happen with a business. I've seen a business.
I think it happened with a lot over COVID. You know, yep. There were businesses that disappeared overnight. There were businesses that all of a sudden just ballooned with growth and they just went crazy. And that's out of everybody's control.
Was the catalyst over there. But what about COVID? How did it impact? So having something like that, if you're putting that in your threads, how does that impact on your business and how can you move it forward? Things in opportunities and threats for everybody are things like your internet mm-hmm. connection. So, you know, how does that actually impact on your business? Because having an internet go out when you're in the middle of a podcast can be quite daunting. But, you know, you've got to think about how do you actually shift and change that, because it's out of your control. And yet it has a big impact on your brand and your business, and it can have an impact on your sales. The same with websites get hacked every single year. It doesn't matter how secure websites are. They get hacked every single year. In fact, there's a group of people that do a hackathon every year to see how many websites they can hack, and there's no maliciousness in it. They're not out there to go and take
just for fun.
Just for fun. And they go... It's on your website. If that happens, what do you do? How do you go and fix that up? So know those things, take them into consideration in your threats and your opportunities and threats, and work that into your business strategy. So work that into your social media and digital marketing strategy. If a platform went down, for example, or if you lost your account, I've got people right now that have lost, I've got two people that have lost their Facebook accounts because there's a new thing going around with hackers. They hack your account and then they load the account
images.
Images. And the sad thing with that is Facebook does an immediate ban on your account. Immediate. They don't even wait, because that's such a serious offense, and they rightfully should. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you are the innocent party. You didn't even do anything. And I've got, as I said, two people that are really struggling with that at the moment to recover their account. And because they've got business accounts attached to it where they haven't actually added other people as admins, they have their business accounts as well.
Ouch. So, and I'm going to use this as a public service reminder to anyone that has a LinkedIn company page, go and make sure you have a backup super admin so that if something like this happens, then you have a backup plan. I've seen the same happen with company pages, that people don't have a backup admin person for whatever reason. LinkedIn does something to their account. It happens. And I think when you sit down and look at your strategy, this, you know, what you're saying here, Juanita, is so important. It's not just all about sunshine and fairies and all the good stuff. We have to look at what if it goes wrong? You know, what if the tech fails? What if I lose my account? What if this platform shuts down? Because people wake up and go, oh, that product's not profitable anymore. It's gone. And what are you going to do? So I love the discussion that we've had today. I just think that there is just so much in here. It's been an absolute masterclass, which I knew it would be. I wanted to say thank you for all of your, you know, wonderful advice that you've shared with everybody. I think there's just so much in here that if you take away what Juanita shared, turn it into an action plan, not just listen into this podcast. This is the last thing on earth both of us want you to do, is actually just listen in and take no action. So if nothing else, if you walk away, this plan, your strategy on an A3 piece of paper, like Juanita said earlier, stick it up somewhere so that it's visual. So that in 12 months' time, when we revisit this, you've achieved the results that you want for your business. So thank you so much, Juanita, for everything you've shared today.
Thank you, Michelle.
I don't want you to just listen to this episode. I want you to take action to grow your business. So let's connect on LinkedIn and continue the conversation over there. Find me at Michelle J. Raymond, and my company page is Good Trading Co. Cheers.